Bishop John Keenan, the fifth bishop of the Diocese of Paisley, announced last year that he would open a synod in Eastertime 2016, which would remain open until summertime. He told Vatican Radio about the major themes of the synod.
I really called the synod because I was wanting the diocese to think about two very big ideas. First is new evangelisation. That is to say that to become a church not just focused on the pastoral care of those who come to church, but first of all, to be a church that goes out to the lost, those in the margins, as Pope Francis says. And then the second idea I wanted the church to begin to think about in the diocese was the full participation of the lay faithful in the life and the mission of the church, side by side with the priests, rather than a lay faithful simply thinking that in everything they had to take the lead from the clergy. What I'm trying to discover here is what the Holy Spirit is saying to the church in Paisley. You know, in the book of Revelation, the second and third chapters, St. John says, this is what the Spirit is saying to the church in Ephesus. This is what the Spirit is saying to the church in Laodicea. And that really impressed me that in today, in 2016, the Holy Spirit has something to say to the church in Paisley, and I want to hear it.
Much work has already been done in preparation. The diocese commissioned an impressive icon of Our Lady of Paisley, which has been touring around the parishes of the diocese. In Lent 2015, there was a series of catechetical sessions in St. Mirren's Cathedral led by prominent bishops from around the UK, including the Papal Nuncio to Ireland, Archbishop Charles Brown. Together with a preparatory commission, Bishop Keenan also met with the people of the three deaneries within the diocese, hoping to find out how they understand their role in the church today, both at a local and a universal level. The church in Scotland has faced a number of challenges in recent years. Bishop Keenan believes that the effects of the synod are already being felt throughout the country.
What I have discovered so far is that the people are now beginning to sense that whereas the church might have been stuck in a cycle of accusations and scandals and recriminations, that the synod, with these ideas of evangelisation and lay participation, are beginning to give a vision of where we can move forward, how we can open a new chapter in the life of our country.
In June 2016, after he has heard from the people of the diocese, Bishop Keenan will begin to write the synodal decrees and declarations, which will be sent to the President of the Bishops' Conference of Scotland and to Rome for approval. For Vatican Radio, I'm Ryan Black.